The next person who signed in was David Nwachukwu, who is from the airport, it looks like. Talk about use the city as an anchor tenant. Is David still here? He is.
Yeah, I didn't know I would be speaking, but I just want to
But now that you have the opportunity, you'll think I might.
By the way, I'm from Oregon. I went to school in Oregon, Oregon State. That's where I did my Master of Science, so I am a little bit
Another
of a beaver.
Beaver.
Anyway,
so I'm the whole damn. Go ahead.
At LAX, I work with the wireless group. We are doing wireless Wi-Fi and all that at the airport. We did a survey to find out what's there, who is installed, what kind of systems we have here. We also, at this time, things were stalled a little bit, but at this time we are going to have one of the telephone companies use the telephones to deploy broadband access, wireless access all throughout the airport. This will provide coverage. Then after that, we're going to provide coverage, in-building coverage, and using hotspots and all those things. We're also working on wireless 4.9 gigahertz. This next week, we're going to San Diego to see the mesh technology demo, which will be done by Motorola. And if we like the technology, they will bring it out here on 4.9 gigahertz sometime late spring, and that will be done at LAX. So we're also doing, you know, wireless things, activities, and all of this is intended to generate revenue for the airport. So it will be nice to see how all this can be tied in, working with the city, downtown, and all that, to make sure that LAX is fully covered. That's all I have to say.
Well, that's very helpful news. Thank you very much. Questions? Yes, Reggie?
You decided to go with 4.9. What was the reason?
Well, the reason for 4.9 is because it's a frequency that FCC just put out not too long ago. There aren't too much technology in that area right now, but Motorola has, well, it's a public safety frequency, so that gives us more control of the technology.
The reason I ask is you mentioned that LAX wants to make money, and are you, because that's a separate, is that separate objective from 4.9?
Yeah, it's separate from 4.9.
Okay.
The money making is actually in the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Probably Wi-Fi.
That
future.
Makes sense.
Yes.
It sounds like they went to 4.9 because Ken bought money. But that, you know, I don't know. Any other questions? Yes, Curtis.
I think it was in today's newspaper, yesterday's newspaper, it may have been out at the McLaren in Las Vegas. They talked about the use of RFID tags for luggage purposes. I know, Reggie, you may want to comment on it, but is that on the horizon? Are those being looked at sometime
yes.
in the future for as a way to keep
yes,
track
we are,
luggage?
Yes, we are looking at that very intensively. In fact, we have a bigger project, multi-million-dollar project called IT Security Master Plan. So all of that, inland baggage, wireless checking, all of those things are being looked at. And we're spending a lot of money in that area like never before. And we have a lot of consultants, Cisco, and all kinds of companies involved. It's a very intensive work that we are doing, and it's all for the benefit of the public, and in some cases to generate revenue for the airport.
Yeah, if you're doing things in RFID, we invite you to join us at UCLA at the RFID conference.
Mm-hmm, that was
There'll be about
Wednesday,
about 80
Wednesday.
Companies
Wednesday,
on March 9th.
I believe we were at UCLA some time ago, 5G network, they did a demo for us. The only question I have for this group is, it's something you want to keep in back of your mind, is so we make sure that the terrorists don't use this, whatever you're playing against them. I remember when I went to UCLA, there was one of the things they did there was you couldn't use your laptop in the classrooms. Now, wherever the terrorists are always interested in where you have a large number of people. So the question should be in our mind how to avoid such incidences where we have problems with the technology that we develop. So if you remember, Musharraf was crossing a bridge, and this was the technology they used to save his life. So they would have killed him if he had not used some jamming technology to kill all the signals around him. So when you cross the bridge, then they blew it up. So we need to keep this in the back of our mind. How can we secure the city, especially if you have buses, you have people, large number of people, trains, and all those things? We should think about the security of the people as a part of implementing whatever technology we're implementing. This is a very critical time we're in, as everybody knows.
Yeah, thank you very much for those comments. I guarantee you it won't be in the back of our mind, it'll be in the front of our mind.
Okay.
If it isn't, Russell, make sure it is. Hmm?
You could follow that up with this question of the business arrangement with between LAX and the provider. What is the arrangement? How is the revenue generated for LAX, and how is that worked out with your partner?
Well, what we are doing now, actually, we are implementing it right. We just had the RFP going out, mm-hmm. and they have been presented to the Board of Airport Commissioners. So we have a percentage that we are asking through the RFP, we are asking a percentage of the revenue. So we will have access to all the equipment installed, the airtime, the usage, and all those things. So a certain percentage of whatever the company, the winning company makes, will be delivered to LA.
Would you expect, when you do that, would you expect the rate, again, when we've talked about some business travelers and all, of which I'm one, would you expect, because it's a captive audience, which we have higher, would you expect it to be at a rate lower, because it's a city facility? What is your mindset?
Well, we are following a model. By the way, Denver International Airport is one of the airports that are putting comprehensive wireless network all over their places there. We are following a model and they are making a lot of money, so it's Burbank and all that. So we think that we'll be able to charge a competitive rate, and this will be open to competition through the RFP process. And we would like to maximize our revenue, but it will be based on a competitive basis. And also, Ontario has wireless, but then that's just for the general public at this point. We are also working to install and implement systems that will help us generate funds.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, but thank you very much.
Thank you.